Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and it is great to be here with you today. What I'm learning from Jesus is that humility is harder than it looks. Matthew 18, 1 through 5 says this. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then he called a little child over to sit among the disciples and said, "I assure you that if you don't turn your lives around and become like this little child, you will definitely not enter the kingdom of heaven. Those who humble themselves like this little child will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." I want to be great in God's kingdom. I want to be known for preaching great sermons that lead thousands of people to Jesus. I want to be a household name and have numerous best-selling books. I want people to like me, and I want to be an influencer like none other. I want to be famous for Jesus and the name people think of when they hear the word Christian. I want to heal people with the touch of my hand, and I want to be the greatest Christian ever. However, those things are not what makes a person great in God's kingdom. Greatness in God's kingdom has more to do with humility and becoming like a child. That's hard to do, to check the ego at the door and to be willing to be the lowest on the totem pole for God's glory. My ego wants to fight back, but I'm learning, one step at a time, to be humble. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you so much that he gave us a different perspective. That greatness is not about lifting yourself up and doing great things, but it is about being humble, being willing to be the lowest, being willing to be like a child before you. Lord, help us to do that. Lord, one step at a time, I ask that you would help us to be more humble. Holy Spirit, we just ask you to work in our lives and transform us so that we can be more like Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Make sure you share with me what you're learning from Jesus, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.